Blog Talk Radio.
Promise that you won't kiss and tell. I'm for real. I wanna give you a supply. How it feels when your heart's beating fast. What drips off your body roaring loud. Say with me. We're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first. Get it first. Let it burst. Much help is to make it first. Don't hold it back. Get it first. You lose if you put it in drive. Wanna pull your hair, ooh, I got some things on my mind. I ain't lying, girl, I just wanna roll right now. Say it with me, baby, we're roaring loud. You lose if you get it first. Get it first.
Freaking, 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 baby.
could leave me where there's nothing I wouldn't do to you tonight.
Go all the way with it, lose control and stay with it.
Take it, girl, no, you can't take it, girl.
Oh, make it whenever you want. It's one night or forever. Oh, right now, oh, to tell you how to make me feel.
Take my time as I swim on in your ocean. all, cause you are the best.
Yes, you are.
I love it.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
Diva, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, child, I'm real good. You ready for this show tonight?
I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Erotic Love Zone, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1 to engage us. We want you to. Y'all have to excuse me. I got my little co-host. Y'all know who he is. Y'all, you hear him. He wanted to get on tonight. He got a piece for y'all tonight, too. But, Diva, before I go any further, yeah. I have to send a shout-out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, but he is also the CEO of Raw Links. Man, I got mine on, Diva. You got yours on?
Absolutely. My poet one is always on.
I know that's right. That's the one I keep on, girl. I keep it on. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to acquire some Raw Links, you can reach him over there at Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them from over there, holler at one of us over here at Epiphany. We got you. I promise you, you won't regret it. Now, Diva, what do you think about this topic tonight? This is a continuation of my sex games for every night of the week. Now, if y'all been calling in and listening, you know I started out a couple weeks ago with Wet 'em Wednesday, and that was for the ladies. Mm. To tell us what it is he does to get you wet, and for the gentleman to tell us what it is he does to keep her wet. And then, week after that, we had Throat'em Thursday, and that was for the gentleman strictly. He would get rewarded for every question he got right, just to see how well he knew his mate. He got some head. And this week, it's Freaky Friday. I want y'all to go all out. This is a no-holds-barred relationship. For those of you that don't understand that term, that means there's nothing you can hold back. You don't have to. You can do whatever it is that you want. Yeah, so be creative tonight. I wanna see, I wanna hear, I wanna feel everything. Y'all bring them fire pieces. Diva, I think we're in trouble tonight. What you think?
We're in trouble every week, and I love it. So I'm ready.
Well, I got something to sip on tonight, so I'm good. I'm ready. I think I can handle it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a sip or two during each piece that I hear. You got anything you're sipping on, Diva?
Ice water tonight. I had a little something earlier. Yeah.
I think this drink is, what's it called? A raspberry lemon drop. And it's good. It's delicious. Mm. I taste the raspberry, but honey, that liquor, See, me and liquor, we got an issue. It affects my legs, so I try not to drink it too much because every time I do, make some pop open. So I don't mess with them too much.
Right.
But, Diva, I would like to kick it off because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready.
Yes, I did.
I know you did. And whenever you're ready. mic is yours.
This piece is untitled, Short Piece Up. I was sitting on the couch. He walked to me exposing his wood. So I did what I wanted to. I grabbed him and took him in my mouth. His hands grabbed my face to feel how deep he could go. He went so far back, passing my uvula. He knows I always droop, trying to make my hips dip. He sees the need in my eyes, and it's no surprise he wants to take me right here, right now. We walk to the bedroom. On the bed were edible underwear for him, edible panties for me. The night was going fine. Candlelight dinner, dancing in the living room. We donned the underwear. He kissed me until I was breathless. We laid on the bed, gave each other a lick on that red licorice, then proceeded to 69. We ate it and partook of each other. There was laughter in that last bite. Then intensity, ecstasy, climax, the minute. And yes, it was freaky. That's that piece.
Diva, hold on, wait a minute. Did you say he went past your uvula? That's some serious deep throating right there, honey. You must have a hell of a gag reflex. That's delicious. That was real good. And edible underwear for him? I don't think I've ever had edible underwear for my man. I'd like to try it, though. I'd like to try that one day. What flavor was it? You said red licorice?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I like the way that sounds.
Well, Diva, we are ready to hear you and your delicious piece. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, let me take another sip, and then I'll give y'all what I got. All right, so I'm about to get real nasty up in here. Not too bad. But this is called Beast Mode. I thought he was still at work, so I was trying to freshen up before he got home, but to my surprise, he gotten off early because he climbed right in the shower with me. Only he didn't kiss me this time. He just pushed me against the shower wall, put his legs between mine, stuck his dick deep inside me, and fucked my pussy hard. Hard. Long and stronger than usual. My God, this man was full of energy and rough, but I liked it. He turned me around and pulled my legs up so fast I thought he would slip. But he just slammed my back against the shower wall, holding my legs, bouncing me on that dick, grabbing my ass and drilling me. He put his tongue in my mouth, kissing me hard. He stopped and pressed his face against mine, darting his tongue in my ear. Kissed and bit my neck, put his hand around my throat and said, "Don't say shit. Not a fucking word. Just moan." He filled his mouth with my left breast. And then sucked on the right one. I wanted to call out his name, but with him taking control like this, all I could do was moan from the pleasure. He was fucking me so good. It was pure passion, and I was just coming all over that dick. I came so hard, I started squirting. And when he felt that warm liquid running over his sack and down his thighs, he pulled out, knelt down, put his lips on her, and started licking and sucking on my clit. Because he didn't believe in letting a good squirt just run away. Chase that shit, is what he said. He took his last swallow, got up, stepped out of the shower, and said, "Come with me." So I followed him into the bedroom. He grabbed a handful of my hair and pulled me close, looked me in my eyes for a few seconds, smirked, and kissed me like it was our first time together. Oh, so sweet and passionate. Then he shoved me on the bed and my pussy juiced right back up, because I already knew what was going to happen. Now, we had role played before and rough fucks, but not like this. He ravaged my body like he was fucking for a vengeance. He was pounding and grunting and squeezing and biting. And, oh, my God. I almost passed out from the passion. He tried to slow his stroke, but when he threw my legs up, I could feel the buildup coming. He thrust harder and deeper and faster, and oh, he was, oh, baby. I never did get to taste him, but sometimes you gotta let him be and be smooth, and that's their peace.
You know, now I have, you know, everybody has had their lump in the shower, but I, not recently for me, in about years and years. So every time I go in the bath, I'm going to look at that little shower differently. And
oh, yeah.
Somebody to be
oh,
there yeah. with me. Mm-hmm. Girl, that was sexy. Oh, Lord, scorching. Lord.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. Don't say shit. Just moan. What God?
Say not a fucking word. Just moan.
Oh, my Lord Jesus.
Yeah, you know I'm a switch, right? That choke, that neck grab, yeah, it's life. It's everything. Mm. Definitely.
Great alive. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Girl,
it is.
I think we're in trouble tonight. I'm trying to tell you. We're in trouble.
Oh, I'm ready for him tonight. I'm chilling now. Mm-hmm. You know how you feel that little bit effects from the alcohol? Yeah, I'm chill tonight, so I can handle him. I ain't scared tonight. I ain't running nowhere. But I'm about ready. Let me stop lying. I ain't ready. Girl,
are we ever ready?
It's inevitable.
We're coming
inevitable
in players every week.
You know it. Let's get to the inevitable.
Many people all every week. Yeah.
You know it.
Many of
the calendar is pressing the button already. No, girlfriend, you got to wait your turn. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
No.
Yes, he is here, but you got
no.
to wait your time. All right. So I'm going
to
open up this first microphone. I hope y'all
mm-hmm.
ready. We trying. Put your seatbelts on. We're going to open up this first mic to Poetic. Hey, Poetic, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Oh, God,
hey.
You got to say it like that. Hey, man. How you just going to switch up mm-hmm. on the greeting like that? You can't come with it. You can't do that. Don't talk to me like that.
You was the one being nasty.
Who being nasty?
Excuse
what?
Me. Hold on.
Doctor.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey,
good Lord.
Yes, La Pearl, La Negra. You were the one being nasty. You helped set the tone for tonight. Miss VIP was as equally as nasty, but you were more graphic.
Yes.
Me?
Yes. I
did. I figured.
I'm sorry, Diva.
That I would match your intensity tonight.
Oh, my God. I know I'm in trouble now. Wait a minute. She was the one talking about edible underwear and the flavor of them and everything.
She got me on Amazon right now trying to find some. Somebody's going to eat them all. Don't worry, I will make sure that the body is really clean if I put them back on.
Lord, have mercy. You better, God.
Mercy.
My Lord. You hear my co-host, right? The other, our third co-host in the background.
I hear him in the background. He's rooting for me. He's cheering me on, so thank you.
And that's what he's doing. He's having a good time. I got to take one more sip before I let you go ahead and do what you do to us. Go on, have mercy.
Cheers, because I'm going to take a sip, too.
All right. I took me a sip. And did I tell y'all I'm drinking a raspberry lemon drop? It's delicious. My first time having one. And it is really, really, really good. Flavorful.
Sounds delicious.
It is. It's making me feel a certain kind of way. But, all right. Like I said, this is inevitable. So what we're going to do, because we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Spelling Bee. Let's play a game. One where we satisfy each other over and over again without an ounce of shame. We cross lines from saintly to extreme sin instantly because we want to explore the boundaries of our pleasure nastily. No hidden desires tonight, because the feelings will be just right. I want to start with a spelling bee. You give me a word, see, and I will spell it while I'm licking and sucking your pussy and your clit repeatedly, spelling this word, but one thing. You must moan that same word until you come or I've completed the spelling. Baby, there's no telling just how wet you're going to be with this nasty spelling bee. So I'll blindfold you till your lips quiver too. While your muscles constrict, your words become explicit, you go from church girl to daddy's little whore from the origin of the word as my tongue twirls. Beg you to use the words in sentences. It's so sexy to hear you moan through the construction of those sentences. Hold your poise. Spread your legs and make so much moaning noise. Deep breath as I spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. With my tongue, your pussy, your clit, your lips, your cream, your wetness. Oh, it's okay to yell. Because your pleasure, as I taste your treasure, wants to fill my dick. Go ahead. Tell me that's one hell of a trick. Poem.
Oh, my God. You did not fight fair.
Wait.
My grandson's mother said she thinks she's pregnant.
I know, right?
Lord. Would you say word pregnant? Lord have mercy. Oh my God. Spelling on the pussy, really, with the tongue, really?
Absolutely.
I told you it was toxic.
Absolutely. And you see the first word I want to spell, right?
Yeah,
I'm trying that next move. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that
myself. Let me take another sip.
Have mercy.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something. After these sex games are over, I ain't doing this to myself no more. I can't handle this shit. This is not fair. I go home to an empty bed. This is not fair, okay? And I just ain't into random dick. So I'm suffering behind this. But I'm enjoying it as well. You nasty.
No. No.
Me nasty?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what? Do you know what I say every time somebody tells me I'm nasty?
Yeah, I know. You did. You natural.
But about me,
yeah.
I'm not nasty, baby. I'm nasty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nasty. You started out talking about spelling the word pussy on the pussy.
I mean, is there any other word to spell but that one first? Come on.
Lord. Ooh, I got to clear my head.
Is a bonus.
Jesus, take the wheel. Help me.
That's toxicity. Mm. That is toxicity.
I will never deny it. I will never deny it.
Yeah, I know. I remember what you said the first time I called you toxic. You said you damn right.
Lord.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
First of all, I saw all that in my head. And, you know,
yes.
It usually happens poetic, so... you know the deal. But anyway, oh, my Lord, that was juicy. That was nasty. That was downright. Okay. Anyway, Jesus.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Before we let you go, what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe? I need a moment.
At the moment, what we have going on tomorrow is the Get Down with my brother, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. We want to know, poetically, can you defend or debate your poetry? Make sure y'all come through. Sunday night's going to be the Inspiration Factory. Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, yours truly, Poetic, and our newest member. Our newest member, Alonzo. So make sure y'all tune in. You're not going to want to miss it.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kalinda. He's coming, child.
I'm coming. Baby. I'm coming. I need a fresh drink. So, yeah.
I see her behind the curtain. I can see. See, I have a view to the whole Love Lounge over there. So I see. Oh, she got. Oh, I seem like she got your favorite color on tonight. Harold,
yes,
looking on me, and heels. She got stilettos on. What you done saying to her? You know what? Never mind. I don't even want to know.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you might not know that. You heard this poem.
No.
She knew what kind of energy was coming tonight.
Yeah, she's making sure she's going to keep that fire going. Okay. All right. Well, would you mind later on if we brought you back so you can give us the whole rundown? Or did you just do
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I just did my shows that I'm a part of, so I will be glad to come back and do the rundown.
All right. Thank you. Go on over there into the Love Lounge, and I ain't even going to tell you what to do. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ciao. Lord, have mercy on my soul. Oh, God. You talking about you seen it all. I'm an act of fool tonight.
Help us.
Diva, are you ready for this next caller?
I am.
All right. We're going to open up this next mic to Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Otto, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing just fine. How y'all ladies doing?
We're doing pretty good. I know you just heard that nastiness
my go-go brother. Oh, he makes me so proud. I think he was working in the sexual spirit tonight. I mean, he just connects the dots for any occasion.
Yeah, he connected more than the dots.
Well, he just won the award for the spelling bee contest. They were so impressed with the judges. I spoke to the judges, and the judges were so impressed that they gave him, you know, the award.
Congratulations.
Spelling bee. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I got to step my game up to dispelling some words, huh?
Don't hurt nothing. So, what do you think of this topic tonight, Otto? It's Freaky Friday,
no holds barred.
This is Freaky Friday, no holds barred. You know what that means?
Oh,
anything goes. I'm being beat up by my grandson right now.
He's handsome. He's handsome.
That's my boogie. But what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna get him settled down, and while I'm doing that, I'm gonna hand you the mic. And whenever you're ready.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Matt called my freestyle a no holds bar. I want to know if you feel like being my snack tonight, because I'm ready to feed on you as my appetite. I'm ready to pull it out and stick you so I can magnify your whole ideas with expression. Baby, you can go ahead and just lay down. Your choice if you want me to use protection. If you want the milk, you can have all of it. Cause I drain all milk right inside of you. Your wet lips around my shaft, giving a backdraft down to the path. How many moans can I make? Should I do the math? When I see your eyes looking at me, wanting to know, am I impressed? Girl, the way you open up your mouth, I feel like you have addressed what I needed at that time. I want to go ahead and stroke your whole mind. Let me put your legs right in the air. Because there's no whole spot, baby. I'm going to take it there. If you want to have words like fuck and suck and baby, what's up? I want to lick you like a cupcake so sweet. And when I go up in your pussy, so sweet. I want you to go ahead and surrender everything coming at you. Make sure that it touches me when I go stroke by stroke. And when I see your eyes moving, I get so provoked. Go ahead and assault your middle. I want to put my name just to make it official. I want you to scream like I'm got my hands around your neck choking while I have broken all your syllables, all your narratives. You became naked in my only eyes. I was on the rise. But if it's a no-holds bar, that means like anything goes. I want to go ahead and freak your toes. I want you to go ahead and let me lick you. Let me taste you like daddy's supposed to and get close to. Bend over. Take it. Because you are a no-holds bars match. Anything goes, anytime, anywhere, any place. I'll be there. You saw the man charismatic, the lyrical engine, take it, it's in the Marlin pipe and dry.
Wow.
Well.
Okay. So you decided to really go in tonight. Y'all just nasty. Wait a minute. What were you talking about last night? He said, how did you say? You said you do battle when you go down there? If you ain't prepared to fight. Ain't that what he said last week?
If y'all want no war, every time you open up your legs, I mean, you should expect war.
Damn.
Oh, well, dear.
Because I'm going down. You know when they say you got to go down? Go down and down, down pound for pound. We going to war.
Oh, my.
I got to say, I'm a little, you know what? I'm a little envious of these ladies that even Poetic are talking about, getting all their hood, kissing and looking and spelling and all that good stuff. That was absolutely delicious. It was. Yeah, y'all just nasty folk coming up in. But this is what I wanted. I'm loving it. Loving it because this is what I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about that. Everything. So although that was deep enough.
I must say to you ladies, I am the general of nasty.
Diva, what you got for that?
Well, like I mentioned a little earlier, I kind of got caught up with legs in the air and then chokehold. I'm like, woo-hoo. So, wow. I got stuck, but it was delicious. It was downright nasty and sexy. I like that. Good going, Otto. Wow.
Thank you very much.
All right, Otto, thank you very much. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with Poetic and his lady. Don't go in there picking with Kalinda because I don't think she's having it tonight. I don't even think Poetic going to have to say anything.
I tell you, my woman, I might as well go ahead and flirt while my woman's not here.
Don't go in there.
I'm gonna go ahead and flirt.
Lord. All right, not too much, not too much, because you might get banned from the Love Lounge. But thank you once again.
I'm like y'all drunk over here. I'm scared.
One love, one man.
Ooh, child. Yeah. Goodness gracious me. Ooh. Oh, we got more trouble coming up in here. Even though he tried to act like he ain't trouble, I've seen him in real life. I've been around him several times in real life. To tell y'all, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Yeah, he trouble. He trouble. Let's open up these notes. Matter of fact, before we do that, Diva, let me do the station identification break real quick.
All right.
Baby.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. This is the Erotic Love Zone. The dial-in number for those of you that are streaming online and would like to join us is 319-527-6300, and press that 1 to engage us. Diva, are you ready for us to open up this next microphone? All right. We got a divine inspiration. Pastor Farley, Pastor
Good evening.
Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. What's good with you tonight?
Thank you for having me. Oh, I'm sitting back here in the backyard with the fire pit blazing and a cocktail in my hand. And I just felt like some poetry. But I just have to clarify something. I'm not trouble. So you start.
You almost made me say a word.
I came over here to be romantical and everything, and you called me trouble. I resent that remark.
You resent it?
I'll do
my penance on Sunday in the Inspiration Factory. Okay. How about that?
But
tonight,
for right now, how that stands.
Tonight, it's no holds barred, so anything goes. So guess what? You in the Erotic Love Zone. So you are in trouble tonight. That's right.
I just might be after you hear this piece.
All right, well, I'm not even going to ask you about the topic because you already know it's anything goes. It's Freaky Friday, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Queen. This is called Come Get It. Hey, little baby, how was your day? Thank God we made it another weekend, Friday. So, you know, we have to reconnect, add a little kindling to our marital bed. So come here, baby. Let me get a little head. That right there. Oh, yeah, that's the perfect suction, speed, and the extracurricular action. Freaky Friday night. Yeah, buddy. This is the one night a week where boundaries get blurred, where a wider variety of activities, positions, situations, and a lot of woo-woo may occur. Beginning with a temporal massage to relieve your stress and stimulate the release of primal intuitions as you disappear into your mental utopia. Ice Cube brushes lightly across the underside of nipple. And then I pour down your throat a nice shallow ripple. As the heat courses through your neural network, the sensations of a spearmint coated tongue flicks ever so lightly across that vaginal pleasure point. Suddenly, a hunger was birthed, and I feasted deeply and ravenously, ensuring every atom was noticed and stimulated, giving the preface being satiated. You're my queen being appreciated. I look deep into your eyes now, mouth, mustache and beard glistening from the initial tsunami in store for you. Now let us explore the possibilities for part two. Remember, baby, back when we were in school and you were that flexible, fantastic gymnast? I always fantasized you in a handstand against the wall, turned around and fully sprayed. Then I did my Sleepy Hollow imitation because suddenly I had no head. I was like a baby trying to return to your womb, a tongue and lips and dot, 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 all played a part of you being ready to swoon. Just when your arms began to shake at the position you were being eaten alive, I grabbed your waist, stood you up, spun you around, guiding your head towards the ground. And from this pallet, on this Freaky Friday with no holes barred, you'll have to finish this because all of this makes me want to get married because my freak is ready and hard. But married I must be to release that freak in me. But baby, let me tell you, whoever you shall be, know that Tony the Tiger is a punk compared to that freak ready to pounce inside of me. So come and get it as we create a slip and slide of love and lust to be experienced once we are wed. But for you, my wife, we're going to need a very, very, very large bed. And that's that piece.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even think I had sex like that. And I used to be able to do a handstand against the wall. I don't even think I had it. Wait a minute. The sleepy hollow joint, he said.
Okay.
That head disappeared between them legs. Damn, boy. I'm not used to this kind of behavior from you. Ooh, that was a hot piece.
It must have been the fire pit.
It was the
Diva.
What? Yeah.
He needs a bigger bed.
Y'all got me worked up now. I'm surprised at you, but I like it, Paul. I gotta make sure my battery. You know what? No, this one ain't got no batteries. This is a. Okay. I hope I charged it the last time. I don't remember because I do know I fell asleep. I don't remember if I charged it or not. But I gotta make sure. Oh, goodness. Oh, it's all right.
Oh, go ahead, Grandma. Grandma.
He all right. He's okay.
Right?
He's okay. You know, he's 6 months now, 6 months old, and they start
long already.
Yeah, time flies, right?
Wow.
Time.
Yeah.
Goodness. Look at the cat checking. She's like, the cat is even checking, like, what's wrong? Oh, it's so bright. It could be. It could be. Okay, so back to you. I'm going to have to call you.
I'm doing an Amelia Davis with that. That was a very dripping, fresh, wet piece. I just wrote that out.
Oh, Lord.
Well, before we let you get out of here, can you tell everybody what you have going on in the Epiphany universe? I usually say the world of the universe.
I know, that's right. We have stepped the game up. We're expanding.
Yes.
But
absolutely.
Y'all have to call in this Sunday. We're going to be introducing a new Epiphany member, Alonzo Lewis, and he's going to be hanging out in the studio with us as a co-host. Come on, pick his brain. Man's got a lot of good ideas. He loves the Lord, and he's a little cuckoo puff like the rest of us. So I think it's going to be awesome Sunday. It's going to be awesome.
Well, you're
going to
fit right on in, honey.
That's all right.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. You got Poetic over there, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. And pretty soon we're going to have some female energy up in there as well.
I was about
to balance it out.
That's okay. Thank you. Because we need some of the finest sections over there, too. Because if it's just a guy, he's going to sit around and have a couple of cocktails and things, you know what I mean? And then the ladies show up. I don't know. Anyway, thank you so much for the platform.
Thank you, Paul.
Love you, ladies.
Right. Love you, too. One love, one love.
One love, one may. God bless you.
All right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, Diva, we're in trouble because this next artist that's getting ready to get on the mic has a voice that is so soft and captivating. But her word skills are crazy dope. Woo! Let's bring her on up in here. This is our baby Diva. We got Essentially Janice. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone, Diva. How you doing tonight?
Hey, baby. Hey, Mr. VIP, La Perla Negra. How are you?
We hanging in there.
I'm well. Yes.
They got me sipping like crazy in here tonight. I'm actually feeling this liquor, honey, because I needed
Same.
You have this poetry that they brought with us tonight? Oh, my goodness. So what you think about this topic tonight, Diva?
I was looking forward to it. I was absolutely looking forward to the pieces. I had one kind of sitting in a cut that I kind of pushed to the back a little bit, but I had to pull it out for tonight.
I'm so grateful. Oh, child. I know it's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It don't matter what you pull out. It's always good. I look forward to hearing yours. I am one of your biggest fans. I'm trying to tell you. And I fight anybody that say different. Okay. I'm trying to tell you.
Appreciate you.
So, I know we already got that established that you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Title of this piece is We Can't Go Back. We can't go back to rushed tentative touches and breathful silence, filling moments with years fraught with patience. In a good sense to consider the course we take. We can't make love without fucking. French tips for the toes you like sucking got me painted into corners of less restraint. And it's here I pour multiple streams of ecstasy. My love, you were thirsty. I can't go back to those hushed, unspoken fantasies. Assumptive notions some have of me, and the good sense to pause before I ride you. Imagine growing the life in namesake of you. Here's the condom I said I use. You can't go back to those antisocial strokes as you blindfold this angel, then coax all that hesitance that I once had into a corner. His silence enhances his touch, but your mouth is warmer He's the halo I said I use. But that shit's been broken. Essentially.
Ooh, Lord. I'm gonna see drop the F bomb.
Yes. What that mean was use the condom, I said. I would use.
Oh, so that was a prompt. That's not my fault.
Oh, I love it.
Guess what? I'm not blaming you for anything. I loved it. I love that's some slick shit right there. And then the halo. Oh my God. What was wrong with the halo? You said it was broken.
Yeah, I gotta always wash that thing off and throw it to the ground. Why not? Oh God, right?
Wow.
I'll put it back on.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I think I think everybody's halo is just a little bit tilted.
Yeah,
you know, just a little slanted. Shit, I know I done tilted mine. I know mine done fell off, hit the ground, shattered, and then glued back together. I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to tell you. Okay? That piece was absolutely delicious. And before I let you go, can you please tell us what you got going on in the world of poetry, period? Because you are a dynamic poet. Good.
I'm moving steadily and slowly, taking my time. I am working on recording a few more pieces, but the one that is my baby right now is A Shadow Step. It's available on all platforms, and I have the link in my bio on both Facebook and Instagram, but it's a short story that happens to be written poetically.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I look forward to all your work. Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we need some, y'all have to excuse me, stuff going on in the background. Need is to balance out that testosterone over there in the love lab.
Yes.
Let me send you on over there. You know, Poetic got his female energy going on, and I know they in a corner somewhere, okay? But you got Pencil Slinky over there, and you got Mr. Automatic Charismatic. So I guess you can go on over there and balance it out a little bit. And thank you for coming through, Diva. One love.
Yes.
It wasn't even used. She didn't break the seal on the condom. She said, here's the condom I said I used. Okay. Before we go any further, can you find a station identification snippet somewhere? Okay.
Let me see if I can find one right quick. Goodness. Give me a second, Diva. You know, it stormed here so bad today. And we had a tornado watch down here. Yeah, it was terrible. So my computer's been like flickering, you know. But it was a sight to behold. It was just like rain in biblical proportions down here. I'm like,
really?
Whoa.
Oh. Down there. Goodness.
Hey, I'm trying to tell you. But thank God we live up, you know, not to where we have any type of evacuation zones or anything like that. All right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. It is now just about 10:15, and you have up until 10:59 to get in here, or the Blog Talk lady has no chill. She will shut you down, and you will not be able to hear the rest of the show. But for those of you that still want to get in, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please press that 1. All right, we're going to open up this next microphone, Diva, to area code 203. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
How y'all doing?
Say again.
This is Rome.
Hey, Rome, how you been?
I'm good. I can't complain. It's a beautiful night, beautiful life. How about you?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Welcome. Now, tonight, this is about Freaky Friday. I know it's Wednesday night, but this is part of my sex game for the week. I have a title for every day of the week. And tonight, we're doing Freaky Friday. And this is where I want you to get creative. This is a no-holds-barred piece I want you to bring to us. Anything goes. So what did you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought something delicious.
That's on the spot. I came, but you know, I'm always out the box, but now I'm on the, all right, I got you.
Okay, well, the mic is yours.
Appreciate you. It's a piece called Brittle Love Canvas. Undertones hope to us that it colors different, shades from sun out of line by the ways we drifted. When you'd find the time, I should know, standing so close behind, can we picture this looking different? When the ticket's been booked, we tripping, flipping through, skimming phrases. This chapter of vision switches, quick as the number changes. Count up to some arrangement, counted or nothing, baseless. Count down the sun up, grace in my face to what numbs it. Emotionless functions, you notice this function. The seconds we wasted for moments is functional. Much of our needs suffer. Some of us need lovers. Some of us bleed color. Stuck in whatever that she's to me. Thicket of plots of line. Thicket of blocks of lines. Some of us die alone. But he was an art to find. Trained to a thought and mind. Attractions are motive to mean well. With the actions. Or cause futures to derail. Who to say truly? What lasts well with something subjective as beauty. We mask well. Brushes were rushes like touch and go. Powdered paint, powdered like stucco. The bunt was budded rose to the last fell. A future can only be told, but the story of past tell. A colored rose and peace.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get that very last line again?
A future that can only be told, but the story of past tell. A colored rose.
That was beautiful. Wow.
This is good.
Thank you much. I had to try to keep it on topic. I'm usually like always off topic, but you sounded so sweet when you said it. So I had to try to. I was so ready to go out the box. I was like, oh, well, I can't now. That's just too sweet.
Well, thank you. That's the stuff, though. But, I mean, it's like I told you, there's always a microphone waiting here for you, always. You know, I know how, you know, life happens and we can't always get into these shows, but doesn't mean that your welcome mat is worn out. You're always welcome here. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Always appreciate you for coming through.
That piece was beautiful. Diva, what you got for that?
You know, as I sat here listening to that, you have a way about you, and all of a sudden the images come up of what you're saying, and I just loved it. I thought this was a beautiful piece. The imagery was amazing, and I really appreciate you coming through with that. Very nice.
Thank you. I appreciate you always.
Yes, your energy is always great. It never changes. It's always like a light that comes with you. And we appreciate you coming through, man. Really, really do. Now, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge with everybody. You go over there, drinks are on the house. Just put your hand up, you know, and my mixologist, she got you, you know, Poetic got her a little occupied, but she still is the mixologist, so I ain't worried about it. She got you, you know, all right?
Well, definitely. You know I'm here. I'm going to drink all night.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Drink up. All right, bro. One love, one mic.
Bless. One love, one mic.
Hey, Ziva. We forgot to bring Poetic back.
You know what? Get out my head, Diva. Get out my head, because I was just getting ready to say that. I'm about, okay. Oh, Poetic. Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Poetic. You still with us, Marlon?
Excuse me. Hey. Shout out to my boys. My boy Rome came through and did his thing.
Yes, he did. Would you mind sparing a little bit of your time and giving us the rundown for Epiphany for the week, please?
So, girl, don't touch me right there. Ooh, we in public. Ooh, okay, yeah,
excuse
sure.
Excuse me. Hello. Your mic is open, darling. Could you please give us the rundown? Kalinda, please.
All right, absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Get Down with your host, J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Saturday night show is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra. Ooh. Sunday night, The Inspiration Factor with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and new host, Hanging Out Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then Tuesday night, y'all, it will be Fly Speak with your man, Mojave. And then Wednesday night, oh my God, Wednesday night, y'all, a very hot and steamy right here in the erotic love zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to send you back over there to the love lounge. Lord, I don't know what y'all was doing. I don't want to know what y'all was doing, but thank you very much. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Well, then.
What, you know, I meant to ask him. This emphasis on my name and the different tone in the greeting, I can't handle that well. Okay? It does something to me. So please stop. Lord have mercy. All right, we're going to open up this next microphone to area code. Let me see. Oh, 862. Diva, you want to take this for a second while we calm things down in here?
Absolutely. Yes. All right, area code 862, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. And who do we have on the mic? Area code 862, are you muted? Ooh. 862, are you muted? Okay. And we can try to come back to you.
All right. Well, we'll come back to that. How about I give us a song real quick, Diva?
Absolutely.
How about that?
Sounds
all
good.
Right. Something yep. smooth. Smooth. Okay. How about this?
My heart.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is now 10:30. You have a half an hour to get in here. I'm going to give you the phone number one more time. First, I'm going to tell you where you're calling into. I am your host, La Perla Negra. I am joined by my sexy, saucy voice diva, Miss VIP, and this is the Erotic Love Zone. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Diva, you wanna open up this next microphone and see? Oh, guess what? We really lucked out. We got both our New York joints, one right behind the other.
My goodness,
I'm gonna open up this phone to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do Mr. Tuesday Night first. How about that?
Ooh.
AKA Iron Man. AKA I don't know what else. You got so many also known as, you know, but I just know him as my brother, one of my closest friends, and I love him dearly. How you doing tonight? How are you? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey,
Danielle. Hey, VIP.
What's happening?
I'm trying to do my best poetic introduction. It's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Well, you know what? It's like that some days. It is like that some days. But what do you think about this topic that we're writing to tonight? Because, you know, this is no holds barred. This is Freaky Friday. Anything goes. And this is a continuation of my sex games for the week. What do you think about that?
Is this Wild Out Wang Wednesday?
This is Freaky Friday, so this one is just be creative. This is no holds barred. I want to hear about anything goes in your sex game, in your relationship. You know, last week was Throw Them Thursday, where, you know, and he asked the questions. Yeah, he got rewarded for every question he got right. He got some head for it. And the week before that was Wet 'em Wednesday, where it was for the ladies. She had to tell us what stimulates her to keep her wet, and the gentleman had to tell what he does to keep her wet. So now this
Thursday,
Freaky Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Freaky Friday. Yikes. I'm trying to think of something. Anything goes. Anything goes. That's
no holds barred.
You said what?
Mm-hmm.
No holds
no
barred.
Barred.
No holds barred.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You're a freaky Taurus, so I know it ain't going to be a problem for you. I already know.
It's not the problem. It's just trying to figure out, like, I don't want to repeat myself. So, you know, I kind of want to make sure that I'm doing something that's not heard or hasn't been heard all the time. Nope. So I'm going through stuff right now. I'm a little... trying to get there. And I got this little ass mosquito that keeps trying to land on my hair and bite me in my head. So
I hate mosquitoes. Yeah. One bit me on my titty last night. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's the alcohol.
Wow.
That's the alcohol. I'm trying to tell you. That's the alcohol. I'm drinking raspberry lemon drops, and it's very strong but very, very delicious.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Hold on for a second. I'm gonna really like try to figure this one out. It's a little nuts, but I'm getting there. like I could do something different, but I'm trying to figure this one out as quickly as possible. I feel so terrible because I feel like I'm taking up time. Normally I'm so prepared, but I've just been like out of it. Anyway, oh, that's a great one. Yeah, but I want to do that. That's an even better one. So wait a second. This is a problem. All right, hold on for a second.
Just tell us what kind of a problem you are. That'll work.
That's really like, okay, you know what? I know what I'm going to do. Hold on for a second. And nope. Yo, if this thing don't stop biting me, like it's like effing me up, like quickly, okay. No music. All right, so okay, you ready?
The mic is yours.
All right. If I asked you to just robe and lay in this recliner, place each leg on armrest and let my finger index point to your clitoris, leave my tongue to tattoo your juiciest nerve endings with the expectations that you promised me, Rivers. When your body quivers and shivers in each flick, some people lick to an alphabet to create and conjugate. Bless your pearl before we congress to allow your orgasms to progress. I plan on speaking French as in kiss till I become all that you miss. So prepare yourself. After being bathed in flour, rubbed and sugar scrubbed, gently lubricated by fragrant oils and lotions, you don a lace bustier that possesses sass. Do I ask, do you put on this butterfly mask to complete your secret identity? We will hide before the public whenever I take over your sensuality to instruct you. My voice is the anchor that you hear in your ear, whispering to your inner you, telling you to let go. Be free. Give all of you to me. I will not strike you, though so impact will speed and speak to your react to help you attack your hesitation. You are slowing down your elation. Do you hear what I said? Your procrastination is slowing down your elation. And since you are moving slow, I'm going to tell you how this is going to go. You will stare at me quietly, cuffing your hands, rigging a rope so that your arms stay above your head. And while you are fastened to this bed, my beard lightly touching your neck, as then your chest and then your breast, as you begin to tie your leg and your thigh for my own personal why, as lightly as I can. You should have listened to your man. And now with slow breeze of my face, as each of my beard hairs become fingers, massaging you at the slow pace, give you grace as I command. Watch how your nipples. Your precipice, each light tongue edging you, and as I tell you to ask for it, you say, please. And then I say, beg for it. And you say, oh, God, please. And then I yell for you to say, and you say, yes, Master, yes. And I slowly get down on my knees, stick out my tongue, and begin to lick you slow while your hips buck, buckle, buckle. Honey rose that I suckle, and I suck deeper with each finger that I thrust until you bust over and over and over and over. I get up and wipe my face and move over and slowly slide my engorged member into the mouth on your face. Keep pace while sliding slow and methodical in and out with grace. Your mouth so warm while the stall rages between your hips. You beg for me to slide between your nether lips. And can the Lord take the wheel? You just need to feel. You just need the hammer to pad out this feeling, this connection sparking your orgasm, really. And I have not entered you yet. Poem.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute. Each of your beard hairs become what? What did they become? I mean, I heard you. I just want to hear you say it again. Kazam!
Each beard hair becomes fingers.
And you said, wait a minute, you told her to be herself. What did you call her? Relax. What?
Your procrastination is slowing down your relationship.
That piece right there. That's got to be your hottest by far. Oh Lord. That was absolutely delicious. I mean, legs raised and bacon, please. Oh, my God. Diva, what you think? What you got for that?
Let me tell you. First of all, I got stuck. Now, I'm not even going to lie. I had something on my mind which he recited, and then he said something else, and my mind went over that direction, and then I couldn't get myself together. So I'm going to go ahead and admit I'm jacked up. I mean, I even accidentally dropped my own phone. You know what I'm saying? I dropped myself. That's just how messed up I was. So I'm going to go ahead and say that was delicious and hot. And I liked it. And Lord have mercy.
Yeah. I got it.
You know what? Oh, I know where I got it. Beg for it. I'm like, oh, woo.
Lord have mercy. He said, beg for it. He said, please. Oh, my God.
Wait, let's put him into the love lounge. I can't take him anymore.
No. I can't let him go just yet. He has to tell us what he has going on in the world of the Tiffany universe.
My gracious.
Please.
Hold on. I got you. Hold on a second. Where's the, Hey, hold on for a second. I got you. Where is it? Okay, I got you. Here we go. You ready? All right. Here's my voice. Here's the commercial. This Tuesday on the Tiffy Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network, we will be having Fly Speak Open Mic number 19, featuring the incredible poetry of Adonis Richards, Ade, and Geronimo Tatt. A poetry night like no other of three different poets from three different places. They're all multi-generational, completely dope and amazing. These poets are utterly fantastic. And they will be appearing this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 6 p.m. West Coast, here on the 50 Ray Universe of For Real Entertainment Network. Take your socks off, a baby. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Whew. That was, well, thank you very much. I have to excuse me. I'm a little tipsy. So I'm feeling myself. I'm trying to behave and not say anything too offensive, you know, because I got some words for these teachers I heard tonight. So from the door, they came out just, oh, Lord have mercy. Anyway, thank you very much for that, Javi. We're going to send you over there to the Love Lounge and you sit back, grab yourself a booth or a table, put your feet up, take your socks off, baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. Lord, have mercy. Diva, let's go back over
here. I can't go through no more.
You're going to have to, love it, especially if I got to, you got to. You my ride, and you ain't go, no. Won't you leave me up in here by myself? Open up this next microphone to our other New York joint. We got us, J-Rob, the wise one. How you doing, J-Rob? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Hey, J-Rob.
Hey, ladies, what's happening? I can tell you tipsy because you called me J-Rob the Wise One.
I did.
That's not my moniker. Yeah, baby.
I know.
That ain't my moniker. That ain't my pseudonym.
I'm sorry.
My baby, I'm tipsy at everything. It's all right. Hey, can we still call you the poet laureate, darling? You're here. Y'all got to think of a different name for me because you can't be calling me the New York John and then call my cousin the New York John.
I've been calling you the poet laureate since I don't know
when.
Calling you before the sexy intellectual, and it just dropped off, and I don't know how. Can I go back? Don't do me like that. Don't make me grovel on air. I won't do it. Not tonight. I'm not. As easy as it would be, I'm not doing it. You will not take advantage of my imbalance tonight. I'm not under the influence tonight. You will not.
How are you under the influence on your show?
Because I can do that. I know how to multitask and still give y'all what y'all need.
Well, lottie dottie.
I needed it because I already knew what I was in store for. And you ain't about to make it no better. And I'm wondering if you want to say that word the way that you say it when you say it, because it does.
My piece is very, very short and very, very to the point. Very short.
Okay.
Very. If it lasts 12 seconds, that's a lot. Very short.
Okay.
We know better, Diva. Don't feed Diva. We already know him better than that. Okay.
Listen.
You know, I don't do that to us. Please. See, the baby's fussing too. He's like, don't do that to my mama. Don't do it.
Listen. Listen. My piece says, wait. What's this, some stripped down to your skivvies poetry y'all doing tonight?
Yes, this is no holds barred. Anything goes. Freaky Friday. Creative day. I want to hear it.
Well, my piece says, Mary had a little lamb, but Jay had Mary. Some say that's a lie, but this is on the contrary. Short, I'm sitting on this line, those boots got smoked. He said, yo, what happened to that little lamb? I said, no, that's my sheepskin coat. poem.
Okay, so whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Wow, that's where we at? You're going to just force me to do something else? That wasn't good?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do is
fine, fine.
But it's always
fine.
Uniform.
No,
please.
No, fine. I'll do something different.
The mic is yours.
So racist. So let's do it like this. I'm going to get on my Mojave shit real quick. I want you to look at you for a second. Looking at me, look at you, and all I can think about is what you look like when you are privately being held in the throes of passion. So let's just say for a second that everything about you is about to question myself. I mean, what is the bet that makes you wet? What makes your clit throb with dreams of being touched? What makes it yearn to be kissed, licked, and twitched, and make it some sticky, syrupy, chocolate-like fist? I mean, let's be real. Because I really want to be your vaginal friend in need. But can you tell me what does your clit, and does your clit, what if your clit had personal fantasies? Tell me something about your love button, smitten by those thoughts of asking for some kind of a licking, and what does it take to have an agreement with your slick, wet, slit that tastes real slick? What are those lips like below your clit? Besides being enticed by some stiff dick, I mean, tell me something. Tell me what has that throbbing sensation powerful enough for you to touch it just a little bit, just to ease the sensation. What can I possibly do with these fingers that are circling in my mouth just enough to get you off? Yeah, I'm still talking about your clit. I want to watch you touch it for me. I want to watch you rotate your fingers in circles like the figure eight around it for me. Slide it in, look at me, and whisper some of that nasty shit for me. Tell me how horny and nasty you are for me. Tell me how bad you want to fuck for me. Tell me how nasty that you want to be, and let me taste all that wetness off your fingers for you. But can you put some of that pressure on that knob? I know it hurts. As it begins to throb, I want it to feel just like it's supposed to feel, because you want to come so fucking bad for me that you really whisper and begin to beg for me to let you come for me. I want to watch you, baby. I want to watch you so bad explore yourself to the point of no return, while the temperature in your vaginal walls begin to burn, your nipples become so sensitive. I want to watch you suck them hard for me. I just want to watch you come for me. Show me how you please and tease, and before I get to taste and explore your naughty side, tell me what it's like to have my tongue slide somewhere in between one of your slippery divides. Show me what it's like to turn you on. Tell me when you're alone what you're thinking about when you're doing this, when you lick the juices off your fingertips, because I'm not there to do it for you. Then I want you to do me a favor. After you suck all those juices off, come right here. Don't even swallow it. Put your tongue all the way in my mouth and let me suck it off for you. Let me make you wet again just by kissing you again, because you have no idea how you turn me on passionately, baby. I want to watch you come to me. Show me what to do when you're alone. Let me feel your throbbing wetness on my tongue so that your sexiness is so simple it's like you kissed me before you even understood I had dimples. And I can't wait to slide my fingers in between the waterfalls of your sugar walls. I just want to do this kind of shit all night to you. I want to know what it's like to be naughty with you, to have some sort of pleasure with you. This is a secret that no one else knows about you except me and you, because I know you. I like it when you're nasty for me. I like how your voice gets raspy for me. And too bad your man is slacking on that ass, B, because the best thing about this kind of shit is I like watching you and listening to you come for me. Which is why I told you from the beginning, from the very beginning, is the reason that I met you is simply because I love the way you love me. B, because you got wind of the fact that I love me a classy, naughty, nasty lady. And that's you, B. That's the peace. I'll be here when you're done.
Oh, my Lord. Lord, I'm done. I'm done.
Blushing. You got her blushing. Lord, I ain't talking about my co-host. I'm talking about her.
Lord,
you got her blushing. Lord, have mercy. That was delicious. Bam! Coming here playing with us.
Yeah.
Trying to act like you ain't have nothing to make us. That was so damn good. I ain't know you were nasty like that. Damn.
Sweetheart,
that's just part one.
That's part one. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. There's five parts to this.
Tell me something. Was she ever able to get past part two? Or get to part two?
Part two consists of her talking as nasty to me as possible while she's touching herself.
Oh my God. That's on my bucket list to do that with somebody.
This ain't some whispering naughty stuff. This part two really is every nasty word that can come out of your mouth when you're trying to get you off in front of somebody, or when you're getting yourself off and you wish that person could hear you.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of piece that visualizes a woman in her high heels pointed to the ceiling and doing everything that she loves doing with either one toy, another toy, maybe a third toy, and there's nobody around for miles, and she can yell and scream at the top of her lungs because nobody can hear her except ghosts.
Damn. I can't. I'm so done.
You said
that was hot, scorching, and sexy.
When you said, don't swallow.
That's some fly shit to have a woman touch herself to the point of orgasm. And then she starts her juices off and you look at her, you grab her by her throat and you tell her, don't even think about swallowing it. And then you kiss her real passionately with your hand around her throat and you suck her juices off of her tongue.
That's what I'm talking about. I got my mouth watering right now. So that was absolutely delicious. And
Part three goes deeper, part four goes deeper, and part five is just freaking bananas.
What?
I can't wait.
Oh my God.
But before we let you go, not that we want to, but we must. Could you please tell everybody what you have going on in the Epiphany's world? Please.
Let me put my underwear back on. Straight up.
Oh, my goodness.
Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, it's the Get Down with Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and yours truly, J-Rob, the wise son. Wise son meaning wise words being once spoken. Mm-hmm. So,
what this is tomorrow, if anybody's familiar with that fantastic movie, The Great Debater. Tomorrow we are challenging our poets to debate the piece that they deliver. I don't care what the piece is, but defend your piece. Why you wrote that piece? What kind of headspace was you in that made you want to write something like that? Defend your poetry.
Mm.
There's no wrong answer.
Oh my goodness.
It's a debate about how confident you are in your skin when you drop that piece of poetry. That's where we are.
Lord, I can definitely. I got something for that. Yes, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much, Jay Rob.
Yes.
We're gonna let you go on
no,
over there too. I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Your brother's over there. We got, I believe, Essentially Janice is over there. You got Divine Inspiration, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, and you got Rome over there as well. So I'm going to send you over there. You find yourself a booth or, you know, table. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
I'm going to sit by myself.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sit by yourself.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit by
my tail. That's all right, too.
I'm trying to stay out of trouble.
All right, babe.
I'm trying to stay out of trouble.
One love, one
good night, y'all. Thank you, Cleveland.
Good night,
thank you.
He's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Lord have mercy. Before we got another call off in here, we got area code. This looks familiar. Area code 203. Welcome to the Erotic Love Song. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, this is Jerome. I got bounced out, so I had to jump back in.
Okay, that's what I said. It looks familiar. Okay, love, I'm going to put you back in the queue.
All right, no problem. I'm here.
All right, we're going to go to this next caller. Oh, we in trouble again, Diva.
No,
we've got
no,
Jay
no.
Walker on the mic here. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone, Jay. How you doing tonight?
Man, you know what? I'm doing good. I would have to read out the Jay Rob. That boy is ridiculous.
And his wordplay is crazy, right?
He is ridiculous. He should be over there sitting by himself in his drawers. Don't nobody want to be sitting next to that brother after all that. You know, that's my brother. He just put his drawers back on. I don't even know how I feel right now. I feel disgusted. You know what I mean? I had to sit there and listen to that. And not only did I have to listen to it, I got to read behind it. This is some disrespectful.
Okay.
Yeah, he's dope. But wait a minute now, because I have heard you. I've heard your work. Okay. So I understand what you're talking about, but don't nobody want to go after you either. Okay. Because you ain't no joke.
I think y'all outdoing yourself week after week. You know, when you think that you guys have plateaued, y'all find a way to put some extra nastiness on it, and I don't know how y'all keep elevating. It's like this podcast, this radio spot is almost like the sticks get better and better every week.
Thank you for that. That's what's up. That is definitely what's up.
It's like when you think you've reached the peak, you guys take it to a whole nother level. So I'm honored to be amongst you ladies amongst these great poets that that spit. And I just want to say all of them are nasty. They just see, and I should feel ashamed even listening.
Well, I know we can rank it, for, and I appreciate that. It's an honor to have you as well, because I'm definitely a fan. But, you know, this is we are talking about, you know, this is Wednesday night. This is another one of the episodes of my sex games for the week, and this one is Freaky Friday. This is a no-holds-barred. Anything goes. So, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
Well, you know what? Let's unpack this thing. Let's find out. You know, let's see what I got working in this brain of mine. Just never know.
Ooh.
It could go either way.
All right. Well, all right, whenever now. You're ready, the mic is yours.
Got you. Man. So, is pussy lips one word or two? And if they are two, then come here and let me separate them for you. With two fingers, I open you up like a filly. Take my tongue and lick you right down the middle. My tongue and your click is getting intimate. It's like we're having a long conversation, and the longer we talk, the more juices I'm tasting. And it's so amazing how you quench my thirst. And before I beat it up, girl, I got to tell you, I got to eat it up first. Giving you this out-of-body experience. Tickling that clit with the tip of my tongue while I slide two fingers up in it. Trying to make it rain. Trying to make that rain come down in your rainforest. Eating you up like a starving child. Ma'am, can I please have a little bit more porridge? You can't ignore it. There's a storm brewing in your belly, and I'm not stopping until you tap out or you're screaming and yelling, because I rule. Cause that's what kings do. And if you were crack, I would probably smoke you. Have your legs shaking like how fiends do. My head game will have you all up in your feelings. We'll have you in the kitchen whipping up grits in the morning, and guess what? I don't even eat them. Savage beast. I'm a savage beast in this bed, and you're no longer safe. Got you rolling over, covering your head and falling asleep. And shit, girl, that was only the foreplay. That's my piece.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. That was only the foreplay? You next.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Nasty J. Walker, you nasty. I got ready to say something real nasty, but I'm going to keep it to myself.
It's so good. It got me wanting to cook grits in the morning. You don't even eat them.
That's that good stuff. You get up in the morning and want to cook for them. Yeah. Lord. I'm stuck. But I love that piece, and I truly, truly appreciate you coming through here and laying it on like you did, even though you said it was foreplay. I'm sweating right now.
Hey,
I can't even go to bed after this one.
Hey, good foreplay, man. That sets up the stage, man. You either gonna have an okay performance, or you gonna have an outstanding performance. And you know, you gotta set the stage right. You know what I mean? That's that good china that you set out when you're finna have a good meal. Not those safe places that you just eat on every now and then. Sometimes you got to put the good china out, and sometimes that foreplay got to be, you know, spot on. You know?
Absolutely.
And for grown men, it's got to be spot on. It's not no hit and miss with it. You gotta come to seek and destroy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Lord. And you get no argument out of me with that at all.
Well, me.
And damn. But I thank you. I thank you. It's always a mic waiting here for you. But I'm going to send you on over there to Love Lounge with everybody. I'm tipsy, so I can't name everybody again. I'm kind of forgetting. And I want you to
It sounds good. I told you. I'm going to a table away from Jay Riles. I'm sitting over there with him in his drawers. I refuse. So definitely going to another. Definitely going. That's my brother. I wave from a distance, but I'm definitely going to another table.
All right, Jay. Thank you very, very much. One love,
thank
one
you,
mic.
One love, one
mic.
No, Diva, tonight was off the chain. They came through once again. Oh, man. Awesome. This was so awesome. I really enjoyed this tonight. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Thank you, everybody.
I'm not sure if I'm following you right away.
You're not sure if you're... I know I ain't want to sleep right away. I ain't even want to tell that lie. I'm trying to tell you. Okay. I truly, truly appreciate it, though. Oh, my goodness. You got any closing words, Diva?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everyone who came out tonight and to those who listened online or streaming, as you call it. I really appreciate you guys, and I want everybody to stay safe. You know, in crowded places, wear your masks, do the right thing. Social distance, y'all. I mean, this thing is not over. People think we're in herd immunity, but I don't think so. So y'all stay safe. God bless. Diva?
Yes, as my diva said, I just want y'all to use common sense. But also, like I always tell you, get that good relationship going with yourself because therein lies spirit. Continue to respect and love one another, okay? And I think everybody that came out tonight, use common sense, yes, as my diva said. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
Late night, I call your phone. Lately, you have no time. You're looking out for you now. Finally prioritized, and I knew you would, but I could say something. Sometimes it's better when you down and when you say nothing. But y'all getting tired of explaining everything that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, more carefree. Don't wanna hurt no more, not over me. I'm not worth it and this ain't working and run out of words again. And now that you know you are better than I was ready for, it's not like before, no. Tonight I'm making up for it all. Forever retell how that you cry. I know you've had to accept apologies, you haven't got it yet.
That makes things hard to forget.
I know, hope you aren't telling your friends. that you need. More water, less stress, more sex, less of me. Looking for someone more mature than me. Somebody else who can keep better habits, and you're not having it. Cause now that you know.
Every time I let you cry.